Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom, Chlal Chav Dalet, and we did Simon Lamed, and we left off the last line in Simon Lamed. So the Chayodom says, Kasharman Piyutim Yocholatsu Kashamas Chalashat the Hispalo. Even though we said it's preferable a person should stay in his place until Kedusha, so the exception to that rule is in a case when the days where we say Piyutim, Yom Neroyim, Yom Tiv, some people say Piyutim and Yom Tiv, the Piyutim are said for the Arba Parshiyos, some people say that as well. So different times of year when we're saying Piyutim, during the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, Tal, Tfilas Tal, Tfilas Geshem, so you can return back to your place at the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, you do not need to wait till Kedusha. Okay, I want to share with you one thought I heard from my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Isaac Ozband, Zichro Livracha, that he said that the person says, take back the three steps, and we say Shalom B'Mirmav, we say that, then we say a paragraph of Shivana B'Semidash B'Mher of Yomenu. So he suggested that we should not return back to the place before the person finishes saying that phrase of Shivana B'Semidash B'Mher of Yomenu. And he suggested the following reason why. Why do we take three steps? So it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was sick because of he had not been kind of Puravu, and Yeshayahu HaNavi comes to tell him that he's going to die. So he davens, and then he asks the Navi that the Baruch Hashem should make a simon that his tefillah was niskabel. So the Baruch Hashem, moved the sun back 15 miles, 15 degrees. So the Psukim and the Chazal flesh out the story. So Sancheiriv had told us Avadim to wake him up at a certain time in the day, and because the Baruch Hashem had moved it back 15 miles, so he woke up. It seemed like they missed waking him up till the next morning, and he was very upset. So they told him what had happened, that the sun had moved back. So therefore, it wasn't that they had not woken him, that the Baruch Hashem had changed the whole thing. So it came, they sparsed him to him, the extraordinary nace which happened to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and he decided to write a letter to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and he gave, in that letter, he gave first greetings to Chizkiyahu, and then greetings, as it were, to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, words of honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nebuchadnezzar, who was at that point in time the scribe for Chizkiyahu HaMelech, was not there. And they wrote the letter, as Sancheiriv had dictated it. And they're about to send it, and the Nebuchadnezzar comes back. And the Shliach was already starting to leave. And the Nebuchadnezzar runs after the Shliach, and he takes three steps. And with those three steps, he says, it's not how you write it. You can't write the greetings to Chizkiyahu before the greetings to the words of praise to Hashem. You have to change the order. And they change the order. So Chazal say that for those three steps that he took, he was zeicha, Nebuchadnezzar was zeicha to be Molach Bekipa, became the king over the whole world, and he was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So we take the same way he took three steps in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he got tremendous reward. Those are the three steps that we take in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take it as we step away from, we take three steps back in that honor. So he suggested the same way his three steps gave him the power, Chas v'Shalom, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, our three steps will give us the honor to be able to Yibona Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. And therefore, it makes sense that we don't, as it were, negate those three steps by stepping back. We take the three steps, and we daven and Bereshit, I took those three steps, Yibona Beis HaMikdash, B'mher B'Yomeinu, and then you go back to your place. Even in a case where you're allowed to go back right away, it would be appropriate to say that phrase. Now, we mentioned in the previous year in a situation where the Chaz is starting Kedusha, you would not say that, it's better to say Kedusha with the Tzibur, and you would say that paragraph afterwards, and you do take your steps back, you do go back So it's not a requirement in halacha, but it's a sensitivity to the understanding of the relationship between the steps and the tefillas. So when it's possible, a person should respect that and do it in the appropriate order. Obviously, there are scenarios which halacha requires you to go back right away. We gave an example of for Kedusha or for Tachanun. So in that situation, you would say that paragraph afterwards. Okay, have a good day.